Okay, I'll introduce my character, but I will not tell my name.
Do you need a name?
Yeah.
If you know the story of this character, you will know the name. I am a... How do I explain it? I am the... My character is the mother of all evil. My character is the mother of all evil. And, yes, and, I'm the mother of all evil, basically.
Your alignment?
You're
an okay evil.
How do you look? Are you human or are you not?
I'm, okay, so I have a masculine, like a masculine body, kind of. But like long hair with a cloth over it to kind of hide the hair.
Not
Krampus. Okay, welcome to Conquer the Quest, the podcast where we act stupid, play D&D, and just generally have some fun. Today we're continuing from where we left off, but this time Sunniva is DMing. Hey.
Oh. I'm terrified.
And we should be as well.
And yeah, 100%. If you don't know what's going on, you should be afraid. So, everyone has set up. The reindeers are attached. There's a bunch of children in a giant sack. So, now, because we are in the United States, where should we fly to first? Why?
The big place.
The biggest, what's the biggest state?
Florida.
Texas.
Florida's tiny.
It is. But
I didn't mean I meant population.
Just get finished with Florida easy.
Population wise, it's California.
But
biggest state is Texas, right?
Florida.
Let's start at California.
Well,
let's start.
Florida is.
Oh yeah, Alaska is the biggest state by size.
Alaska's the biggest state. Yeah.
Let's start at Alaska, and then go down to California and like go from left to right.
Okay. So then you.
Florida for
yes, and we'll not do Hawaii because they don't deserve it.
They don't deserve children. So. You start flying off from the North Pole, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're flying off from the North Pole. And while you're in the air, you're like, you can see Alaska from where you are right now. So it's been a good, like. Depending on, let's say the sleigh goes very fast. So it's been a solid 15 minutes, and you're, that's very fast.
That's really
and I mean very fast. It's magic. So you look down, you see Alaska, and all of a sudden you hear a little rustling behind you in the sack. And you're like, I wonder what that is. Do you do anything about this?
I investigate.
I start playing background music.
You investigate it?
I investigate the child.
Okay.
Or I investigate the noise.
Roll investigation. How do I decide how difficult something is to investigate?
In the words, it's set DC.
Oh, okay.
Or set an AC. Let me go on my skills. Oh, that's fail. I got a 2.
Two?
Plus,
yeah.
Plus 4, so 6.
Yeah, no. That's the 2. Okay, so you were gonna... What were you gonna do?
It's probably a child in the sack.
Is
do we just ignore it, or do we like? Just
continue playing music, just like a nice elevator music.
Can
like
you roll performance?
Yeah, I can.
Because you're a bard over 12? 12?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Natural 1, but it's a 7.
But you play.
That
one. You try to play elevator music and end up instead playing Baba Lilom. So Mary Had a Little Lamb for the entirety of the rest of the ride to Alaska. Which is a solid 30 minutes. 30 minutes, you play Mary Had a Little Lamb over and over again. driving your entire, the entirety of the rest of the party insane, therefore killing them. One mental damage. One psychic damage.
Ow, so do we
What about for me?
For you, you don't take damage.
Yes, I don't take damage. Did you hear that? I don't take the mental damage.
Okay, there's everyone takes one.
Actually.
Yeah, you actually take one damage from the pure pain of listening to that for 30 minutes.
I think I'm playing like a pro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think you're doing great.
While she's playing, I'm just sharpening my two daggers, and when I'm done with that, I'm sharpening my battle axe.
Yeah. But by the way, who is like driving this way?
The reindeer.
Yeah, but who's like sitting at the front?
I don't think anyone is.
Can I?
No, because there's a front area. I think, let's say everyone's
sitting. Can I unblind myself?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
I'm nice. For now.
Finally. Okay. Well.
So, you make it to the east coast of Alaska, which is near Canada. So.
I feel like Satan over here is
going to. Satan? It's not Satan.
It's Satan.
It's not Satan.
It's
pretty much Satan.
You're here. No, and you see that it seems to be split in half. Like, the entirety of Alaska, one side's in almost suspiciously pitch black darkness.
Oh.
But there's one part on that side that has light. It happens to be this big sort of hall shape. But on the right, everything's completely nice and good. Do you do first?
Can I do a nature check on the, like, dark side?
Nature check on the dark side? You are, like, a solid 10 kilometers above the ground.
Can I...
Before you do that, you hear another, even more rustling from the bag.
Can I, like,
hit okay, can the I bag? Take my, can I take my
yeah.
dagger and stab the bag?
Two lines. Do it. Stab the bag, and you can also stab the bag. Roll.
I want
to
hit.
Roll
the bag.
To hit.
Roll to hit.
Yeah.
Just in a normal or.
Roll to hit.
Just an arm strike.
I see what the AC is here, and it's not high.
Okay. 21.
Should I do an arm
that
strike
is...
then?
Not natural, by the way.
Okay,
then
not natural.
Not
then
natural 20.
Then roll damage.
1d4 minus.
I start
one.
Playing Mission Impossible.
Two damage.
Hmm?
Two damage.
So you poke the bag, and you feel that your dagger goes through something. You pull it out, and there's, like, blood on it.
I licked the blood.
Okay, 10. Officially 10, Mike.
On me?
No, for the entire party.
Ah, yeah.
Punched the bag,
I
right?
punched the bag. I got, 13 plus 7.
Yes, that works.
Yeah.
How much damage?
Damage? It just says 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, while you do that, you hear a little squeal. Like, out! From the bag.
Can I, like, pull out the thing?
I mean, go ahead.
Can
you do strength check? To
strength
see if you can
check.
Untie the top of the bag?
Okay.
Okay, while he's doing that...
12.
12?
Yeah, 12. Do I not?
Do you have modifier on that?
Yeah. It's 8 plus 4.
I have a question.
Oh. Mm.
Since I stabbed the bag, is there now, like, a hole of light so they can see? Like, there's light
yeah,
inside
there is
the bag.
A hole now in the bag.
So they can see.
You
it's
fail?
Like, so,
you fail it all.
So they have light inside the bag.
Slightly.
Okay. I cast darkness on the middle of the bag.
Why? But okay, do that.
Cantrip, so I can use it anyways.
Okay. It's dark and they still can't see because all you saw in front of that hole was a leg. You stabbed someone's leg.
Good.
Okay, great. You fail to open the bag.
Okay.
So, there's even more rustling. But now the rustling seems to be moving from the middle of the bag higher to the top of the bag. What do you do with the sound? You're still in the air, but now you slow down because you're nearing the area.
Okay, imagine this. This is the bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
I take and, like, hold around the top of the bag so they can't get out.
Can I stab his hands?
What the hell?
Yes, you can. Actually, roll strength check. First, roll strength check to see if you can hold the bag. I'm creating my own DC for this one.
15?
No. You do not succeed. Okay, he failed with a 14. You failed with a 15.
I'll just whip his hands.
You whip his hands?
For trying.
Hit.
Yes.
Please okay. Roll to hit.
No, okay, so I'll just say this. To pull the sled earlier, you would have to get a 30.
That's nearly impossible.
Yeah. 9.
To hit him? No, you miss. You take...
No, whip? Actually, you hit.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you actually hit. Roll damage.
Okay. Damage? 8.
So you take 8 damage. From him whipping your hand. Okay, so...
No, but I kind of disagree because my character would like it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you still take damage. But you just like, oh yes.
I take damage and I'm like...
sound of enjoyment.
Okay, so... You see that the sled is just staying on this middle line. It's just continuing going right in between the two sides. Do you choose to swerve it to the light or to the dark?
I swerve to the dark. The sled?
I take over and I swerve it to the dark.
Is anyone trying to stop?
I mean, the reindeers go to the light.
The dark side shows the dark side.
Depending on how long you want this campaign, these actions have consequences.
Of course. The dark side.
The light side.
The dark side.
Oh, wait. Okay, yes, the light side.
Oh, the light side?
Yes. Okay, I feel like
I realized something.
Just realizes something. And then changes his opinion from the dark side to the light side.
Then there must be a reason. Do you want this session to only last 15 more minutes?
No.
Choose the light side.
Okay, we're going to the
light side is correct.
Okay,
right.
Light side. So you turn to the light side, and while you do that, you notice that the bag, instead of just staying extremely, like, you've been, like, kind of turning, and it's just stayed easily, but now the bag seems looser. For some strange reason, the sound is now at the top of the bag, and it seems looser.
Can I whip the top of
the bag? No, wait, before. Can I look around the bag to see if there's something at the back of the bag that
we
can see?
Roll investigation. And survival. So you'll fall off the bag.
Oh, okay. Good point. investigation. We have a 20, not natural.
Yeah.
Survival, 6.
Mm.
That's tough, though, because...
Because of your character,
do
you want to... I give you advantage.
We have an 11.
Okay, 11. You almost fall and trip, but you just manage to grab on with your hands again and pull yourself up.
But do I see anything around the bag?
That's the thing. Yes, you do. You notice that there's another hole at the back that seems to be clawed at from the inside.
I noticed this.
You seem to notice that there's some, like, thin clawing from the back.
Can I use my character to explain them what it is? Because of my character's background?
No, because I don't think you understand what it is.
Yes!
Wait. No, wait, actually. He really likes, like... Okay, sometimes he doesn't, sometimes he really likes, but sometimes he likes being picked up and sitting on the table with us.
Oh my god,
so cute.
What's his name? Oh my god! He's such a big kitty.
It's not big.
I love big cats.
He's average. Oh, you
oh my god. Oh my god.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Okay, yeah, let's continue. Can I investigate the claw marks?
Not natural. Okay. You notice that it seems to be done by a human.
It's the babies.
It seems to be like a...
Do elves have claws?
No, it's not nails. Claw marks from claws. It looks it's like it's from normal human nails clawing at it for a long period of time. How long have you been flying for? 45 minutes.
You said 30 to get to Alaska.
Yeah, you were already 15 minutes out.
Oh.
And I said 30 minutes more. 35 minutes.
So what you're saying is we have rides.
No. You're flying above. Oh my god, please. There's Alaska in front of you. Okay. You're like here, at the bottom of Alaska. Between the split, you know? Okay, so.
Yeah.
It's like a little vibration. Okay. You investigate, it seems to be a young human. And by young, I mean like, let's say around 11 to 13. And also, you notice that at the top of the bag, there seems to be something sticking out of it. Out of the top of the bag.
What is it?
Can I pull it out or whip it?
Would you want to find out what it is?
Find out what it is first.
Since this is dark, you can't really see that much. It just seems like an odd shape. Does anyone want to investigate what it is?
No.
I've been investigated a lot. Wait, who has the best investigation? I have plus 4, so I have probably the best.
I think I got like...
Can I investigate?
Yes, you can. I will let you.
Is it because of my character you're like to do it so many times?
No. I'm just letting you do it because I would let anyone who did it...
17 plus 4.
You see that it is a human hand. And it is moving around.
Whip it!
Whip it, yes!
You wanna whip
finally.
It? You wanna whip it?
Yes, I wanna whip it. You're adding another
11.
Thing.
11. You're so screwed. I'm actually halving on
this test. I'm not screwed.
You're not screwed, but you three are screwed. 3 against 11.
I'm as a bard.
No, 3 against 13.
Yes, 13.
16 plus but, 7.
16 plus 7?
23.
Yeah, you successfully whip it.
So
sometimes he runs damage. Away, sometimes he likes this.
7.
7 damage to a literal freaking child. The child yelps and gets out of the bag.
Is it alive?
It's alive.
Wait, no, that does not make sense. Because a adult human in D&D has 9 HP.
You didn't hit the leg of the actual kid.
He took 7 damage, didn't he? And 9 for an adult? Are you saying an adult and a child has the same amount of
It's not a normal
HP?
Child.
The dungeon master decides
it's not
everything.
A normal child.
Yeah, but I'm just asking.
The dungeon master can decide whatever.
DM decides when it fits the plot point. I'd rather you not hit the child.
I do not deal damage, I just whip it.
You just whipped the child. Okay, great. The child jumps out and lands, like, in the middle of, like, that's like... Kind of sit and land sitting on the bag. What do you do when you see the child land on the bag outside?
Say yo.
You say yo. Hi, where are we right now?
I just smile creepily.
I kind of want to throw him off.
No.
It's
you can try.
It's tempting.
You can try.
But I feel
roll
like I'm gonna die
strength
if I
check.
Try that. Okay, I
roll strength check.
Okay. I'm committing to this now.
I'm calling from the back.
I hope
like, what's
for
up?
That 20, please. 8 plus 4, 12.
No.
Not at all. I like.
You wouldn't be able to get it even if you got a nat 20. Because I'm not letting you. I'm not
you
letting
you. You can make it like 30, like either.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. 30 or 25.
I stopped playing the Mission Impossible theme, and then I asked, what's going on back there? I heard a whip. Was that a child's voice?
I think I got hit by something. And I'm
yeah,
very
Paul, I'm breathing.
Can anyone please answer where we are right now?
For the meme. For the
above,
meme Instagram.
What do we call it again? Not Arkansas, but
Alaska.
Arkansas. Starts with A, ends with A.
We're in Alaska?
Yeah. Above.
Do you know where my parents are?
Probably in the elf sex chamber.
Elf sex chamber? No, I mean, like, I just, all I remember is having, like, dinner with my parents and going to bed, and then I'm here.
I'm blaming that guy.
You were reborn.
Point towards the frickin' nameless Satan Krampus.
I'm not Satan, okay?
Krampus.
So what happened to
like, satanic, maybe.
Oh my
but
god, please, shush. What happened to, like, everyone? What happened to everyone else in the back?
I think someone lost their leg.
Please stop.
It's just an elf factory
elf?
And a pile of
elf?
Kids. Elf.
What's an elf?
An elf, small human long ears, I think.
Doesn't have,
hat
be,
and probably
doesn't have
jolly.
To be small
but
human.
Can I ask why we're like really high in the sky and in Alaska?
But why are you not screaming if, like, are you not scared?
Shock.
What are you scratching
all
his
of
ass?
A sudden, all of a sudden, while the kid is asking why we're in Alaska, the kid starts getting a panic attack and jumps off the sleigh.
I say, Kalabunga.
No, do you know why? They randomly just start, they just look in front of them, start panicking, and jumps off. I think you know why, don't you?
It's Satan.
Looks in front of them, starts freaking out, jumps off.
Wait, yeah. Is it a thing you showed me on your phone earlier?
Yes.
Oh.
It is.
Oh! Oh no.
Oh yeah. Okay, so you were turning towards the light, right?
Okay, can I-
What's your reaction to the child jumping off?
I see it.
You say, Kalabunga.
I've seen enough death already, it's...
It's fine.
It's fine.
Oh well.
That's there.
Oh well, there you go.
The cat, evilly.
Hello.
Okay. So,
I've been waiting.
You're turning towards the left. All of a sudden, it seems like all of a sudden you look in front of the sleigh and you see a gigantic building that probably wasn't there before and you're about to crash directly into it. Do you turn left?
We turn up.
Turn up, then all the kids will fall down and you.
You
will fall
turn
out.
Around it.
I turn right. I make the reindeers turn right.
You try to turn right, another building appears.
I turn right again.
Another building appears.
I turn right again.
That means you're going left. So now you're going towards the dark side. Because see, forward,
no.
Right,
wait, no.
Right, right.
I turn right
wait,
again.
Wait, no, yeah. No, wait. Can we stop the reindeers but still be in the air?
No. You can go very slowly, but you can't stop.
How slowly are you talking?
Walking pace.
Okay, let's first do that and take some thinking time. Okay, so what if these are just illusions and we can go straight through the buildings?
Can I can throw something at it.
No. Then do something you like.
Throw a
want.
Torch?
How much do you have? How many?
I got 10 torches.
Okay, throw a torch at this.
Okay, so, let's say this is the building. You throw a torch, and it does this. Completely like normal.
Can I light the torch and then throw it?
If you light the torch, completely normal.
We have no other choice than go through it.
Let's go to the dark side.
Or just go down to Texas and ignore...
Wait, first before we choose to go to the dark side, how long have we been recording?
We have been...
24 minutes.
24 minutes.
Let's try to go through the building.
Through the building? Okay, are we going to die?
No, dark side.
Wait, I use intimidation to make them agree with me.
Oh, can well, I...
You can't do that against us. We're the players. We just
yes,
have to...
you can.
You can't.
Can I,
Why do you have to be
can I intimidate
plus eight?
Back?
I have plus 8 intimidation. You're screwed. 10 plus 8, 18.
What
DM?
Does it count?
That counts.
We go through the building.
Okay.
This is the building. This is the sleigh. It's going towards the dark side. You turn it. Boom. You go through the building.
Yeah.
I was correct. You
what is
suckers.
Your reactions to you being able to go through the building without the torches?
Are we naked after going through
the building? No.
So it's not just our bodies.
You are not.
That
I'm
like
Buyu! Buyu!
Oh shit, wait. No! Where's the cat?
He went downstairs.
Oh, okay.
So it's just
yeah. So you went through the building. You went through the building, but the torch did not. So, do you? What
I'm
reactions?
Not surprised.
What are your reactions to this? Do you just continue and go to one of the houses?
Yeah.
This is God, and we gotta start like, yeah.
No.
Listen to me.
No.
No, not
listen to me.
Don't listen to me.
Okay.
Psychopath,
everyone,
but.
You're driving over the light side, but something weird seems to happen on that side. It seems like the lights are starting to flood back in like a, not just straightforward, but in a curved in towards the hall formation. Very slowly, but it happens like, it fully happens in the span of 10 minutes. Like, it's all, except that hall, is lit up in the span of 10 minutes.
Let's go down.
Wait, before that, you see a suspiciously light house underneath you. Very light house. The slate automatically goes to it.
That was my plan. Let's jump down to
no,
it.
The slate.
You would die.
Stays on it, yeah.
Then.
Unless you can fly. Are you an air cockra?
Can you fly?
No.
Not in this world.
Mm-hmm. I don't have wings.
Okay, so. You are now, you landed the sleigh on top of the house.
How many children
what
do you
get? When you land,
two, three, four,
a
five,
picture
six,
appears
eight.
In the front of the sleigh. Saying the address, pictures of the parents, and the amount of kids.
How many kids does it
say? Six kids.
Six kids. We give them 300,000.
No.
I pick up six kids with one hand, throw it into the house, we leave.
I make it pretty,
No, I open the window, throw the kids in, close the window, knock, 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 and we leave.
I open the window, I go and put the children underneath the tree and give them a little bow, and make it all pretty.
Roll for performance?
Performance?
Maybe for fun? Wait, let's see, wait.
Athletics?
No, performance.
If
yeah.
It's athletic,
well, first, roll for stealth so that the parents don't wake up.
Oh.
Me wasn't stealth. I was. I think I would get. I'm stealthy, anyways.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
always
roll,
stealthy.
13
plus.
It's just
13. 13. You hear a slight noise, but no one comes downstairs. Okay, and then roll.
Performance, yeah.
Okay, good.
17. Yeah, you make it look really pretty.
Yeah.
Except few of the kids have little hair strands sticking out of the side wrapping. Looking like a body bag. Okay, so everyone leaves. You're back in the slide. The slide goes up. Immediately, you try to control it. It loses control and immediately aims towards the dark side and goes.
Uh-oh. Comment.
What do you try to do?
Nothing. It's
we go
fake.
Through the dark side. We don't go to
we
it.
Go
we
go to
go
the moon.
Listen to Jesus, right? Come on. I bet you won't
be gone to Jesus for a long time.
You won't be listening to me
but
for.
But now
that long.
The rest of the houses are lit up, except this hall. Except this hall. It's dark.
It's
black.
It's a black hole.
But it's also kind of lighting in red. It's like hints of red.
I want to go there.
Lights.
That was pretty.
Star Wars reference.
No, no Star Wars reference. So, what do you guys do? You're already heading there.
The hallway scene.
You're already going there anyway, so what do you do?
If we're going to the hole, we're going to the hole. Like, I prepare my weapon and hide behind this Jason safe.
I speak. Okay, listen. I won't say.
You got, like,
by the way, my character's still there, just hasn't done anything.
Yeah, but your character doesn't really need to do anything, does it?
Yet.
Yeah, yes.
Can I just look for something eerie?
I speak, Eb. I speak in Abyssal.
Wait.
To make sure nothing bad happens to us yet.
You speak in Abyssal. Yes. Did you know? I can understand Abyssal.
Yeah.
What do you say in Abyssal?
I ask whatever is controlling the slave to we even though we can't see it or we I ask it in Abyssal. Because of, you know...
I answer! I tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it.
What, wait, tell me again. Tell me.
What's
a
cat?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay, so, we talked in Abyssal.
Yes.
No. And none of you understand. That's good.
Does halfling include abyssal? Like,
does it
half
say
human, half?
Does it proficiencies fit in languages?
Please don't. Please, okay.
Please don't.
Does it, it says halfling. Does
no.
that count
no.
towards,
no.
like, can't they
no.
really?
It does not.
No!
No.
No.
I mean, Pondor.
Halfling is his own language. Halfling's his own language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you are now in front of the hall.
Yeah.
In there you see red lights glowing. Into the outside.
Wait, actually, while we're doing that, I say in, I'm gonna send it to you, because if I say it to them, it's
in Abyssal? Or
yes,
in
Abyssal, so they don't understand.
Okay, or in that secret language that the other...
Yes,
I
say...
I play a Star Wars theme.
You're gonna play... Send it to me on text message?
I play a Darth Vader's theme.
I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
And
I say thank you, Abyssal.
Can I roll preference for playing the Star Wars theme song on my...
Yes, please. You can.
Yes, please.
9.
You fail. It ends up sounding like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Can I try again? But with my
no,
pen?
You cannot.
Twinkle,
now,
twinkle.
From inside, the lights turn from red to a nice warm glow. It almost feels familiar and comforting.
Yay.
You're immediately drawn to walk inside. Do you walk inside?
Yes, I skip.
Yes,
we, my
I
weapons
try.
And go
very
inside.
No,
I
normally, as an, I would, but I think we're safe this time.
Let's
go in.
You're joining us. Come on.
Yeah, I'm joining, but I don't think we actually need to prepare weapons.
I'm preparing my weapon either way. And you're my human shield, right?
Weapons.
Not human.
Your death.
Okay, everyone. You walk inside, the four of you. You notice...
The five of us.
No.
All right.
Where is... I forgot my freaking character's name. You're like, it's four of us. Where is Endy? You look around and he's gone.
Alright, I'm
completely gone. There's a few things left in the carriage, but you seem to not care that much and just continue walking into the hall.
Okay.
You see me have... my character has a... As this is happening, my character has an evil smirk.
That's so fun. I smile back with a joyful smile.
You walk in! You see this long table with a lot of food, but
no people.
The food doesn't seem
foody.
Real.
There's no people. And there are multiple Christmas trees with presents and decorations everywhere. There's a lot of presents everywhere.
Okay.
They're all in different colors, no? They're all in different colors. I'm like, some of them are red and green, some of them are black and gold, some of them, there's just a bunch of different colors.
What shape is the person's?
They're like, they're in different shapes. They're mostly in squares and rectangles.
So there's not bodies?
No, there's no bodies.
Aww.
I mean, you never know. They could be crammed into a square.
Yeah.
You see up cool. in the hall, there's a stage-like area.
Okay.
That scared me. Yeah. It's a stage-like area. And in that stage-like area, there's even more presents. This time,
continue.
This time there's a like around 15 presents on the actual stage itself.
Yeah.
But on the stage, they all seem to be the same color.
Okay.
Black and red. All the presents on the stage are in black and red.
What are their shapes and stuff?
They're just like squares and rectangles, like all the other presents. Like all the other presents are similar.
They're probably bodies inside of them.
But, like crushed up babies?
No, come down.
No, just pull.
Okay, you walk in, you stop right before the table. What do you do?
I sit down.
You sit down?
I keep on
standing. And wait patiently for, like, as if I'm expecting some more people to come and sit down. And then...
Do you
do
that? I accept fate.
You accept fate? What fate are you talking about?
What
fate are you talking about?
I'm assuming death. I am just like, oh, okay, this is just a regular Monday.
I go sit at the end part of the table, which the one chair that seems
closest,
like the master chair.
Closest,
you know,
to the table. No, closest to the closest to the stage.
The one that seems most like the
closest
one that,
to the stage.
Yeah, the one that seems the one that where the master would sit, for example.
Yes. So at the closest to the stage. I gotta find this page.
Okay.
Oh, it's that one.
It's I've
okay.
Up
so.
Until now I've just thought that it's a mimic, but
it's
a really
limit.
May I see what? Oh, I knew.
Yeah,
page.
You know.
Were you page 222? 220. Yeah.
Okay.
If I knew what that was, it's not a unicorn at least.
You know what
a,
page is a unicorn?
It's like 229.
Let's check. Check for the unicorn.
It's 200 something. 219 maybe.
No, mummy is on 229. A nightmare, like a horse, is on 235. But we're on page 220 of the Monster Manual. Okay, so
yeah.
All of a sudden, you hear the sound coming from a stage. It sounds kind of like... Wait. Yes. It sounds kind of like goat hooves clacking on the stage.
I get excited.
Heavy. Go.
I start heavy. Clapping.
As you start clapping, the room in front of you changes, but only for you, not for anyone else. You start seeing the most traumatic memory you have. Roll a 14 wisdom saving throw.
Oh, I'm bad at those.
A 14 wisdom.
Where
was it wisdom?
14.
I got a 7.
No,
seven.
It was
it was nothing.
No, it wasn't. It was
worse.
It was
wisdom. If it's something like a vision, then
it's wisdom.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay, you fail. You see that memory in front of your face, and guess what happens? You are now stunned for 2 to 3 turns.
Yay.
You can't move. You can't talk.
Oh.
You can't perform any actions.
No.
For 2 to 3 turns. And we haven't even started in battle.
2-3 minutes. That's fun.
No, not minutes. Turns.
Which one's the 14?
There's no 14.
Okay.
No.
So.
Is it I want to roll wisdom 14.
Okay, everyone, please sit down.
Huh?
out. Sit down, please.
Yeah, but I need to give him a wee walk there.
The dog.
Okay, so you hear hooves. Now.
Well, I did too, or?
You cannot see anything on stage, but you hear it move to the middle and stop. You can't see anything on stage, but you feel that there is something on the stage.
In the silence.
You hear a voice.
Okay. My mic.
I didn't even think of what to say.
What language? Common?
Common. Okay. Hello. Okay, that was a test.
Hi.
You say hi.
You're stupid.
Do you say hi?
You're stupid.
By the response of the one sitting to my left, no, I do not say hi.
Okay. Well, I have technically summoned you here today. Seems as you have come by your own free will.
I say... This is what I think it is. I will say, hello, son.
Hello, mother. The veil falls in front of the stage. Standing in front of you is Krampus.
What the hell is this?
And something happens to your character. And wait, before that, I actually my character say something. Hello again, everyone. You might not recognize me in this form, but a little trick should do. You start seeing my previous character that you've all met before. You see Krampus cast... Wait. You see Krampus cast... Disguise Self. And turns into... Endy. The character that you just saw disappear from the play before you entered the room. And that goes away after 10 seconds.
At this time, my character goes over to Krampus and summons my dog.
You might recognize the name of this dog. Fenrir? You might recognize it more if I say it's from Norse mythology. A sort of giant dog that guards hell with a certain name of a character that also might be close to hell.
Yes. You want me to use my character now?
Yeah.
I say hello, everyone. I'm Hell, mother of all evil. I introduce my dog, Garmer.
Dog.
S dog, S yama, Garmer. Yes, that's what I say.
How long did that introduction take? How
many 5 minutes.
Okay, then I'm no longer stunned.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, but one turn is going to take like 1 minute.
Not now.
What do you say?
Like one stun. If you're stunned, that lasts like... Because... That lasts like... if it lasts 2 to 3 turns, then it lasts 2 to 3 minutes, right? Because one turn is 1 minute.
Yes.
You're unstunned. What do you do?
I'm not stunned. I gasp out of not being stunned anymore.
You see, both of us start staring at you.
I start crying.
Mm-hmm. Can, as the DM, I'm gonna ask you, can my character also do the thing you showed me on your phone earlier?
Yes. Like mother, like son.
You see your a happy childhood memory that you just want to go back to for a good 5 minutes. You're just remembering good child memory.
Remember my childhood.
I don't want to see what page I'm on.
You're on 220.
Yeah, 220. Okay.
What do you guys do?
Do you do anything?
I'm still crying. Maybe fight?
I got my weapon ready, so I feel
I stab you.
You stab? Can I stab you back? How much
Wait,
damage do I take?
Roll.
Yeah.
Roll that.
May I double stab? I have 2 daggers.
Yes.
Equipped. Hit. Hit. And you take a 6 damage. You take 6 damage.
6, okay.
You take 6 damage. As this happens, Krampus starts maniacally laughing. Like, insanely laughing.
I want to go up from crying. I'm still very sad. And I walk slowly and depressingly towards the stage where all the dog and the two are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I cast Thunderwave. Because I'm mad now.
Okay, roll to hit.
My AC is really low for
roll
my character.
Roll to hit. I don't know what my AC is.
My AC is 9.
My AC is...
Mine should be higher, though.
48. Wait.
You got what?
But first, you guys gotta cause roll con.
Constitution
save.
Okay, that's easy. How high do I have to get it?
I win.
What did you
18.
Get?
18?
Yeah. 18 plus 4, 22.
Yeah. Dog?
Cat.
The dog. Oh, the dog. I would say he probably has a plus... Oh, no, he's also powerful. He has the same as me, I guess. So, the dog is a 14.
Okay, so, you can half damage. He's so cute. I'm gonna roll damage now. 5. 8. 11, 19, half, that is 9. No.
9 damage? No, 8
damage. It's
10.
No,
it's 10. So
it's
we take
10
damage?
10 damage each.
Yep.
I have to actually do math for that.
And does that mean we roll initiative?
That means you roll initiative.
Everyone roll initiative. Including Krampus.
I started battle and I got... A 6.
9.
5.
Wait, for the health, do I 18. Also have to roll 12 d8 plus
48?
Yeah. Yeah, I...
In addition to?
I don't think it's in addition, is it?
No, it's not addition. It says, like, plus blah blah blah. That's what you do. Like, it says roll 12 d8s.
12 d8s.
And you roll that, and if it's, like, a plus
what
60, for example...
12 d8s plus 48.
Do I just do it on Google? Or?
No, it's fine. I can do it.
Yay,
wait.
Have you rolled initiative?
Yeah.
No, I did not. I can roll initiative.
20? Nat?
No, not Nat.
Okay.
What did you guess?
I got a 6.
No.
5.
Okay. I got a 18. So it's
no.
I Eric, me, Krampus, B.
Wait, I'm kind of
confused.
I can't look up that
one. Okay.
Ooh. How many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Does that count?
No.
God damn you. Okay. 10.
Yeah, I think the camera's outside.
Aloha. He shouldn't go outside this late. Yeah, then he will start saying, I want to go inside at 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then no one will let him inside and he'll be mad.
Four.
So this late we don't let him outside.
Yeah. 21.
He'll just have to suffer.
17.
He'll have to suffer. Just have to suffer.
12. I don't think that's enough. Are you sure it's not an addition to? Because then, like, this is, like, the same level
as a 3. Let me see how much it goes.
Wait, and that is... That's, wait, that's not right at all.
Wait, wait, okay, let me see what... What did you say? How many 12s? Or how many...
12 d8s. That's what I did now.
How many just 12 d8s?
And that's 50 8. Plus 48. That's under 100.
Yeah, that's not right. It has to be an addition too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big dog.
98 plus that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that makes it kind of fear.
That makes sense too.
Yeah.
Okay, so the official damage of... I'm not gonna say the HP.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I have to change this. Do I?
Is it exactly? Oh, nice.
Yeah, look at that. Do I have to change that? Because there's...
I would say keep
11?
I would say just do maybe like 8d8 for that HP.
Okay.
Because that makes it... Then you can still have 11.
Yeah. How 11? Yeah. Still have 11 what? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but like just 8d8s.
Yeah, 8d8s. Okay.
Or do you... okay, wait. I can... Wait. If I do like...
Roll 8d8s?
Yeah. Okay, for the first one, it's...
Are they other different ones?
Or do we just do this for everyone?
That for everyone.
Okay.
Okay. So, we've changed a bit in these. Okay. So!
Yo.
You did...
What?
You did...
10 damage.
10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that does not matter.
What? It doesn't matter.
It barely does anything. Okay, so
I do have a question. Is my dog invincible?
Your dog is actually. What are you actually basing it off of? Like an official, like
yes.
But it's not Finny. Because no. Finny is invincible.
What is invincible?
Finny, the big dog that is held.
Yeah, but it says here that Gammer, Garmer is the big dog.
Is this like?
But there's Fenrir or Fenris, I can't remember which one. I think Fenris is a person.
What did the Loki...
Fenrir?
Yeah, with Loki's hound.
Fenris, or hound.
Garmer.
No. Let's say your dog is not. But let's say...
It's hard, isn't it?
Let's say your dog is not invincible,
but
it has multiple lives. Stages, as you can call it.
How many?
Like, it gets harder. It gets stronger. 4? 5?
5, okay.
Okay. So. There are... I'm actually gonna write down the amount of HP for each of the thingies. And then I can, like... I'm gonna write that 11 times.
Okay,
Wait, does anyone remember their initiative?
6. 20.
18. 5.
6.
I take the chairs I was sitting on earlier. I take it up to the stage and I just sit down and just...
Okay, wait. One more time. Say the initiative. You're first.
20.
18.
18. B, what did you get?
6.
5.
5. So it's here. And then 6, 5. Okay, here's the initiative. Okay, so. But after you attacked, you see that 4 of the presents on the stage come alive in the form of a mimic.
What you call them?
There are four mimics that start attacking, so I have to roll initiative for them too.
What I usually do, I roll one initiative for all four.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that.
Makes it so much easier.
Six. Then I have to roll again.
Yeah, toward.
14, so it's before you.
Yeah.
So then it is.
It is Fred.
Mimics.
Okay, Fred, your turn.
Yay, okay.
What you gonna do?
What am I gonna do? Let's see.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What are you
gonna
do? Yeah, we're screwed.
No, you guys are screwed. I'm not.
No.
You made us have only three players.
Yep.
One from 4 to 5 to 3.
Yeah.
Against.
That's why you have to start at level 5.
Okay. So.
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm gonna use my spear, but I'm unsure if it's
1d8
plus 4 or
1d6. Spear. It's. You attack with plus 7 and it's 1d6 plus 4 damage.
So what's the other thing?
1d8 is. Wait, hold on. 1d8 is throwing.
Ah, then I want to throw it. yeah.
Okay, and you throw a spear, but no, you don't use it.
Yeah.
You have to pick it back up. Natural 1.
Okay, 1 plus 7, 8.
He's saying, what were you aiming at?
Mimic.
Okay, one of the mimics.
Wait, okay, yeah.
You miss! And actually, you miss the mimic, but almost hit Krampus in the head. Boom! Which means that actually, no, you almost hit Hell in the head.
Like, that's not good.
And guess whose turn it is next? Hell.
Hello. The mimics, you probably have some.
Can I see the monster manual for a moment? Can I see the monster manual for a moment?
Yes, you may. On the same page?
Yeah, I will use the same stats. No, yes, I will. Okay.
Same stats? As a mimic.
What's your AC, by the way? Doesn't matter, I hate you.
Who?
What'd you get?
Oh, who do you think? Well, actually, technically, I don't hit. I sent my dog at you. Using bites. You take 9 damage.
9 damage? Not as if I've already lost 15 HP to random stuff. You said 5?
9.
9, could I ask? There you go.
And after it bites you in the leg and comes back to me.
And guess what turn it is now?
Attack? It, huh?
Wouldn't it be an opportunity attack?
Could I?
If it runs back to you, then it's opportunity attack.
Technically, yes.
Yeah, but.
Because his back is turned.
Yeah. It can't run backwards.
Oh.
Then just hit.
Yeah, what the.
Wait, everyone wait.
Wait, no, wait.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's awkward. With it?
Yeah.
Sure.
You're gonna whip a dog?
What? I'm really nice to dogs. 10.
To hit.
You miss.
Okay, it's Krampus.
Let's just say
mine.
Uh-oh.
It is Krampus's turn.
Now I just open the damage screen.
So. I choose to attack with.
Remember you.
Cool.
I have attacked actually.
Yes, but while you're doing that, I will. Say in Abyssal, remember our goal.
Do I remember it?
That's something to do.
Ah. Yeah. I use the chains of Krampus.
Not good, by the way.
Melee weapon attack, plus 8 to hit. So, and I aim it at you.
Hi.
You almost hit my mother in the face.
Like mother, like
plus 8 to hit. By accident is so bad. 8 plus 8, 16. That's a 16 hit.
Yes. To hit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that hits.
Yeah, great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eleven. 2d6 plus 4.
Yeah.
I think it's 11 plus 2d6 plus 4. Yeah.
Plus.
Bludgeoning damage. The target is then grappled, escape DC 14. Krampus may have two creatures grappled all next time. Okay, so wait. I gotta hit damage. 2d6.
Plus
4. 1. 1. 2 plus 4. 6 plus 11.
17.
Bludgeoning damage.
Bludgeoning damage.
Yay!
It's
how?
This is normal. Just. Like,
He's so close
to death.
You're almost dead. I wish I could, like, cure wounds you, but.
Yeah, but you're chaotic. So, like, yeah.
I won't. So I'm not good.
Okay.
Wouldn't fit.
That was fair for me. Now it's the mimic's turn.
Oh,
yes,
wait.
This.
Wait, what?
Oh, I can throw a creature into the basket that the Krampus carries.
There's
no.
Too much, please.
No.
Then
no.
Just
okay.
Stab
next
him
is then B's turn.
No, it's here,
the
mimics.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, it is the mimics. So.
Bite is good.
Yeah.
Please don't kill me.
I use pseudopod. Because bite has acid damage. So I'm not gonna bite. Pseudopod!
Do bite, please.
Melee weapon attack, plus 5 to hit. Okay, so I'm gonna roll the hit.
Cool.
B. Uh-huh. 16 plus 3, plus 5. Does that hit?
Yeah.
21?
Okay. I had a character.
So that's a mimic. A mimic is doing that. It's like a black and red present.
Yeah.
A present is
designed
to kill you.
Yep. Yeah. 7, 1d8. Five plus three, eight plus seven.
Plus seven?
Where's the plus seven?
Five. Because it's a hit. That's two hit, then you have plus seven.
No.
Yes.
There's no way it has, a mimic has
hit
damage.
Hit, seven, one.
Yes, mimics has damage.
Mimics have damage.
Yeah, well, not plus seven.
Hit. 7, 1d8, plus 3.
It hit dice plus 7.
No.
It doesn't say plus 7.
Plus 5 to hit. So it's 7. Yes.
7 damage.
No. 7 plus... The hell was it again?
Have you, like, doubled its stats or
something? No, we did not. This is how it is. 1d8 plus 3, I got 5 plus 3, so it's 8. 8 plus 7.
How does it have plus 7?
Because it just is.
That's so confusing. I'm pretty sure it does not have that.
I'm pretty sure it does because I have the book in front of me.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Wait, let me see what it says.
Yeah,
because
I don't believe that.
Because, yeah, wait.
You have a deck of one hit, reach for hit 7.
Okay, let me ask Google. Ah, no, it's either you deal 7 or what you got.
Okay, I deal 8.
8 damage.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, now it's my turn. No, it's other minutes.
Yeah. There's 4 of them currently. So, mimic number 2's turn.
Yeah.
This mimic also does pseudopod.
But against whom?
Seb. Yeah, against you. Oh, yay. Rose or red, violet or blue, believe it or not, this color is perfect for you. No. 8 plus 5. 13. Is that hit?
Huh? Wait. Does 13 hit? Wait, what am I supposed to check?
So AC.
AC.
Oh, yeah, it does.
13 hits? Okay. Yeah. Then 1d8 plus 3. 3 plus 3. 6 damage.
6 damage.
And then that would be best.
Because there's 2 more mimics.
Yeah, but if you attack those, the fight will be over.
Yeah.
2 of the mimics.
You can just say, oh, they just hang
out. No. 2 of the mimics move from in the front to the back. Okay, you are now surrounded by mimics.
Yay.
Okay. But not just 4 mimics. The rest of the 11 mimics come out. This is the result of your own actions. Yeah. Every single time I tallied was the amount of mimics.
I know it.
Every single time you made a bad choice, a mimic was added. You now have 11 mimics
surrounding you.
Surrounding you.
Okay, how many mimics are like? Hold on.
Wounded, none of them.
No, I'm wounded. Hold on.
Blame
no, you didn't get that. That's spell. You.
Actually, most of it was you. Only 2 of them was wounded.
Which?
How much did I get?
Are every single mimic 60 feet around me?
They're just around you.
Yeah, so if
how
I use... No, a 10-foot radius.
How far away were...
How many are in a 10-foot radius of me?
Is he right? What is 10 feet in centimeters?
30 meters. 30 meters.
10 feet is 304.8
centimeters. I'd say a solid 6 of them are within that.
Okay,
range.
I want to use Shatter.
Shatter.
Yeah.
Do you also harm the rest of the party?
It depends if they're close to me because I want to.
Like, you're all close to each other.
I'm sitting at the table.
No,
yeah,
but
I'm at the, like at the in front of the stage where I just hit.
Well, all of you are close to each other.
Yeah, all of you are close to each other.
Hmm.
Yes.
Now, do I damage you guys?
Yeah,
yes,
well, I'll
damage everyone.
How much damage does it do?
Where are everyone at? How tight is the space?
I'd say you're all within,
7 feet of each other, probably.
No.
Oh, no, that's really
you're
close.
You're within, 2 meters from each other.
Yeah.
We are?
Yes.
But where are the, the mimics? Are they, all on the stage?
No,
they're surrounding
you. I said they're
you.
Surrounding you. All of you. They're in a circle around you, forming a barricade.
And where are the,
we're on the stage.
It has to make sense.
Because they...
It's where did Fred go when he threw the spear?
He threw it, so he's standing next to you, still threw it.
But where did he go to throw it?
Huh?
Did it, go on the right side? How tight is the space?
The entire hall?
Yeah.
Pretty big.
And how can we be so close to each other when I was
because you were you're standing
in the middle.
Other.
You're standing in the middle of each other.
Okay, how
that's like asking. Okay, we're in a really big room. Why are we next to each other?
Yeah,
because you're standing next to each other.
It's like here. Why are we sitting at the same table? Because we're sitting at the same table. It doesn't matter how big the
where
space is.
Where are the dog and the mother and the son?
We're
behind
the stage.
On the stage, which is behind all the mimics that are surrounding you.
Can I go a few steps forward and then use...
In front of a mimic?
Yeah.
Sure, but I guess the rest of the party are still in range.
Yeah, oh well. I'll use Shatter.
Okay.
Okay.
Roll the hit.
No, you guys have to make constitution saving throws.
Constitution saving throws.
So, how many mimics would that be? Or how many?
Just do one for
who would be hitting it?
Yeah.
Huh?
You'd
be hitting five-ish.
Yeah, since you moved five.
Yeah, since you moved five mimics.
Okay, so you two also roll then?
Constitution
yeah.
What?
What did you roll?
Constitution what, David?
Yeah,
what?
For
I rolled a 9.
Then you fail.
The mimics
fail. What did you roll?
Sebastian, I rolled Constitution to save.
You fail.
Definition?
9.
There, if you scroll
okay,
down.
Okay, 9, you fail.
You. Let's look. If there, it's a saving throw, and then Constitution, you have to roll d20.
Please.
Plus the modifier.
Please get more.
Okay, I rolled for Krampus. I rolled for Krampus. This is Constitution, correct?
How do you
yeah,
know?
That's 12.
19 plus that's 4. 23, I'm from Krampus.
For Krampus? What for the mother and the dog?
Oh
my god.
Oh
my god.
What constitution for a mimic? Because I'm using the same stats.
It is 15 plus 2.
Plus 2, okay.
Hmm.
The mother gets a 15.
Yeah.
The dog gets a 11.
Okay, the dog fails. Okay, so just remember who failed.
You're
trying
to kill my dog?
I'm trying to kill everyone.
Oh my god.
Just
oh my god.
Aggressively. This is the most diet taste I've ever had.
Die!
Wait, how much did you roll?
Damage, so, 6.
How much did everyone roll?
12.
Fail.
Dog fail.
Mimics fail.
Mimics
fail. Okay, so,
it's the mimics?
It's everyone who failed takes 11 damage, the ones who didn't fail take 6.
You killed me!
Jesus Christ!
I killed you?
I'm almost dead.
So, my dog is done with his first stage. You can see him, like, kind of, like, evolving. And now he's stronger. Better. He's stronger!
Wait, if you failed, how much damage do you take?
6.
6, okay,
all the mimics take 6 damage.
Yeah, how about if you succeed?
No.
Wait,
no.
11 if
you
fail
6.
Okay,
six.
So then all the mimics go down.
Let's go.
All the mimics in range. So
in
5
range,
mimics.
So there's 5 mimics. Let's change. 11. So.
No, if you kill all the mimics, you have a chance.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
Barrel number, death save, because things above 10 is success. And
I kind of want to do something that fits, kind of, because my character is mother of all evil.
I mean, go ahead. It's not your turn, though. It is Seb's turn.
Yes.
Who's knocked out? You're knocked out.
I am.
You're the only one that's knocked out. Okay.
I use Ice Knife, and I aim it towards whatever mimic is closer.
Okay, let's see if you're staying there. Let's just do mimic number 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's closest.
That's
so,
first d20.
Yeah, for a hit.
No bad holes.
2.
2?
Yeah.
Plus what?
You miss.
It doesn't really matter.
You miss.
Uh-oh.
Sit in faith, boy.
Okay, you now have to roll a saving throw to not to like a
nice.
A saving throw because you're dead.
Fail.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
you're gonna die.
Attention 20.
Yeah,
20. Fail?
Yeah.
Okay, fail. Then it is Stefan with Tell.
Okay. Can I revive them to make them to give them torture? Because I am hell.
All of them?
Say one of them.
Like the players?
Yes.
Yes.
I revive this guy.
Red.
And I use two weapon fighting because I'm holding two daggers. as a bonus action, and I stab you.
So, go.
Yeah. You come back to life.
I mean, say go back to half health, maybe? Or is it not what you think?
Half health.
25 health.
Hey. And then I stab you. What's your AC?
14.
I hit with one of them.
Okay.
And you take 2 damage.
Okay.
You just sit and spill down the Tux.
Is that his name? Or their name?
Tux.
He.
As in tuxedo or?
Tux. Yes. T-U-X. Yeah, that's my turn.
And guess whose turn it is? Krampus. Still, my phone's about to die though, and that's bad.
Sweet.
Like 4% type of dying.
Do you have charger? I have a power bank, I think.
Oh wait, no. You can I think I remember all my stats, basically. Let's do yeah. Oh.
Okay,
guys, we're gonna take like a short like 5 minutes break because my parents just came home, so give us 2 seconds. Okay, turn were we at?
Mine.
Yours.
Lame. I decide to cast.
You cast.
Frostbite.
To.
The cantrip. And I do it to. I do it to Eric or Fred or whatever the hell his name
is.
Torturing.
Was this Fred? It was
torture. Torture. Torture.
Yeah.
We offer free torture.
The attack.
You have to roll a Constitution 12 saving throw.
Huh?
Constitution 12 saving throw.
So.
Alright, because he's one of the.
No, I thought that's what it is.
Natural
20.
Plus 5.
25. Jesus Christ.
So, half damage.
Okay.
Half?
2d6. Yes. 4 damage.
Wow, you have lower HP than I do.
That's a cantrip, though.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's still an action.
I know.
Now it's your turn again, but the mimic storms.
Yeah, the mimics. So.
There's still.
First mimic.
Oh, 6.
Does bite on my.
Okay.
So,
plus
5 to hit, let's say. Three plus 5.
Does not hit.
3 plus 5.
Does not hit.
8 does not hit.
Okay, and the second mimic also tries to bite you.
Okay.
11 plus 5. 16.
That hits.
Okay,
Can either do 7 or 1.
1d8 plus 3 also. Yeah. I'll do 1d8 plus 3. 1 plus 3 is 4 damage. Except. Plus 1d8 acid damage.
4 first and then.
3.
3.
Cool. And doesn't acid damage, like, do you take damage every turn? Or is
not
it like.
Sure, because it just says.
No.
Hit.
That's maybe flame damage, isn't it?
Piercing damage plus acid damage.
Yeah. Okay, it's. No.
Another mimic.
Yeah.
Mimic number 3.
Out of 6.
Attacks. B.
Uh oh.
Does pseudopod.
Oh, yes.
Oof. No, fight me.
Hey, yo. Might you?
Does a 16 plus 5 hit? 21.
Yeah.
21.
Okay. 3 plus 3, 6 damage.
Gotcha.
The fourth one.
Yeah.
I think that's the last one because the other ones haven't really engaged in attack yet.
Yeah, they can still attack.
I know. I'm not gonna make all 11 women attack.
There's only six left, guard.
No, they're not dead.
Yeah, that's what you said.
I killed five.
You did not kill five.
You said I killed five.
You said they were down.
Yeah.
No?
Yes, you did.
I did not. Well, they are not even close to dead. They're not even down to half.
They don't have 11 HP?
They do not have... Mimics don't have 11. They originally had 58. I lowered that.
Uh-oh.
Yep. This is going to be really long.
That means we're
going to
be dead, so good luck.
No, it's not 58 for now.
It's not 58. But mimic number 4 attacks Seb with bite.
Okay.
So.
No, aren't you down?
No.
Almost. Oh, yeah.
6 plus 5. Does that hit?
Yes.
11
hits?
I have
10.
Okay.
That's sad.
1d8 plus 3. 1 plus 3, 4, and 7 acid damage.
Okay, I'm
4 plus 7, that's 11.
I am dead.
I'm only one of
acid. What is 4 plus 7?
11.
Thank you. Damage, okay.
Okay, mimic number 5 attacks you.
Good.
With a bite.
Bite.
Ang.
16 plus 5, is that it?
It's
yes, 21.
It hits.
Okay. That does 5 and 2 damage, so 7 damage. You take 7 damage.
I take 7 damage.
Yes. No.
There.
This one's
yeah, but that's not too big.
Okay, mimic number 6 attacks B.
Yeah.
Me?
Yes. With pseudopod.
Again.
Nice. You're the only one not getting bite. 15 plus 5.
But what if I want to get bitten?
15 plus 5.
You won't.
That's it.
Please do start biting.
7 plus 3. 10 damage.
Yay, I love damage. It has same HP. No, we're not.
Okay. Mimic number 7.
Out of 11?
Out of 11. 7-11. Okay. Mimic number 7, attack Vitek.
Mmm, yay.
This is so fun.
8 plus 5.
8 plus 5. 13.
13
does not hit.
Okay. Mimic number 8 tries to hit Vitek. This is bullying. Oh, 2. I know it does not hit. Mimic number 9. It's like 5 plus 5.
No, it does not hit.
Mimic number 10 hits B.
Me?
Yay. Finally, a little break.
9 plus 5.
That hits.
14.
How much damage can you? Please bite me.
6 plus 3 with pseudo pod. 6 plus 3 is 9.
9 damage.
9 damage.
Oh, I'm all the way down to 10 HP.
Mimic number 11 goes for B.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does pseudo pod.
Yeah.
Like always. 17 plus 5.
That hits.
Just try to hit me. No, like, you know, I'm not even close, but you need to also
six
kill me.
6 plus 3, 9 damage. You are on 1, aren't you?
Yeah.
You need to kill the dog, need to kill all the mimics, me and
Krampus.
And Krampus.
Just shorten it down.
It's my turn.
Or I just kill all the characters and that's the end.
Yeah, that's a great ending.
It's finally my turn, yay. I'm not gonna cure wounds myself because I gave up on life.
I'll find a way to
heal me, please.
No.
Yeah.
I want
or
to.
Or maybe even less.
I'm gonna.
It's commonplace too much.
Maybe 5.
Yeah, there's only 5 that have taken damage. So, yeah.
I want to use the spell Sleep.
Sleep?
Yep.
On who?
Everyone. Or on me.
That means
it's spell says creatures into magical slumber. Roll a 5d8. The total of how many hit points of creatures this spell can affect. Creatures within 20 feet of a point you choose within a range are affected in ascending order of their current hit points, ignoring unconscious creatures.
Yep.
So so.
Okay.
Are you going to
kill me? I just do it.
How big range is it?
It's 90. It's 20 feet.
Okay. You move it so it perfectly. So that's everyone. Hits everyone but us. Because you could choose.
No, everyone. I want to hit myself
from
as well.
A point of your
choice. Okay. Is it a cantrip? So you just do it?
No, it's a spell. It's a third level spell.
But do you just do it or is it?
Yeah, just do it. So okay. Roll 5d8. Hold on.
8. There's no. I don't think Krampus will be really affected.
7. No. 10. 16. 19. 23. So, telling hit points of this creature, the spell can. Creatures this. So, it can affect 23.
Well, funny thing is, it's 23, right?
Yeah.
You hit none of the mimics, not Krampus.
But everyone else?
No, none of the mimics.
The mimics can't be put to sleep.
They're creatures, technically. But also, yeah, their health is higher than.
Wait, hold on.
Ooh. Yeah, then you don't hit me either.
Well,
so you hit your party members.
Wait,
yeah, I just wanted myself to sleep.
Wait, you said. What does it hit? So long as.
It hits everyone. How much HP do you have?
I got 5.
Okay, how much HP do you have? You're dead.
I am dead.
Everyone sleeps.
Except the bad guys.
Yeah.
So it's.
So I guess we're done.
It's my turn, right?
No. Them. Sebs.
Yeah, but.
Roll.
Saving you.
Yay.
Saving.
Will I die or will I die?
Die.
No, I will not. Yay.
Now it's Ionic's turn.
But he's asleep.
And what do I do when I'm sleeping?
Do you do anything? No.
No, you can't because you're sleeping. How long does the sleeping last?
Let me see.
Dog.
Big.
Oh, big.
Hi. Okay. Creature that has the lowest current hit points. Each creature affected by the spell falls unconscious until the spell ends. Sleeper takes damage, or someone uses an action to shake or slap.
But how long does it last if we don't do that?
Until someone wakes us up. With.
Okay. So I'll.
No, it should. It should say a time there.
It says 1 minute, but I'm going to be.
So that's one turn.
Yeah, but I'm going to be asleep for until someone attacks me. Because it says you wake up on damage, and that's probably this turn, so wait next turn.
Yeah, so it's my turn, I guess, because you guys can't do anything.
Sebastian has to roll.
There he did.
Already did.
That's Rick's turn.
Okay, yeah, but he can't because he's asleep.
That's true.
It's my turn. Has anyone... Who was the last person to attack me?
Not me. Or maybe me.
No one attacked
you. I didn't attack you.
I shattered.
Yes, yeah. Yes, you shattered and you hit me as well.
Yeah.
So you're the last person. I will cast Hellish Rebuke at you.
What
is
that?
I point my finger and the creature the creature that damaged you is momentarily surrounded by hellish flames. The creature must make a dexterity saving throw.
I must see if I instantly fail.
Yeah, good. Then 3d10 fire damage.
Yeah, I'm dead. Now I can make a.
How much HP do you have?
0.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Lol.
So I finally die.
The only person who's slightly alive is
Fred.
Just because he's asleep.
Yeah.
Kill me.
As a bonus action, I just slap him so he's awake.
Yeah.
I would have been awake either way.
No?
Yeah, she said.
No, you have next turn. That's way too long. Yeah. So now you're awake.
I'm awake.
And it is Krampus' turn.
Hi.
I do something you might find a bit familiar from certain things. As you wake up and stand up, in front of you, you see. An image of the most traumatic memory you've ever had in your life. Cast A.
I don't know what it is.
14 wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom? You could have chosen anything, and you choose wisdom.
Yep, everyone does wisdom for this.
No, it's not
everyone. Even
better than me, though.
Six.
Six.
That's beautiful.
You fail.
I nail it.
You fail. Perfect. And guess what happens?
I see.
You are now stunned for 2 to 3 turns.
2 to 3. How do you determine?
And your character only gets 2, right?
Yes.
Yes. 2.
Turns.
2 turns.
Now that is the mimic's turn.
Oh, what are they gonna do? Kill us again and again and again?
The mimics use bites.
At who?
Almighty
Fred.
On the one who's almost
it's paralyzed. Or technically
or
stunned.
Just like remember the goal.
Yeah, remember the goal.
Yeah.
As the mimic is about to use bite, Krampus stops them.
Okay.
The mimics all run back to the stage, turn into presents again, and for everyone, because you can hear, you can't move and you can't speak, you just hear, and all of a sudden, you basically like fall asleep, and you wake up. The sound. You two are like knocked out, right?
Yeah.
So you all wake up to the sound of an old lady complaining, stressing about her husband who's sick, was it? And that's the end.
Yes.
You wake up back where you started.
Because we're so good.
Not remembering anything.
Oh, it's a loop!
Wow!
Inception.
That was great.
That was stressful. I didn't expect everyone to die.
Oh, well, you should have planned ahead.
I had a little hope.
But
you made so many dumb decisions that you ended up having 11 mimics.
You were supposed to only have, like, an at max 5.
Yeah.
You chose us to be chaotic.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't even... Krampus has 2+2 damage against chaotic and evil. That's why we did it.
Yeah. We didn't even use that.
I forgot that I could have used Rampage and just dealt more damage. And and taken less damage.
That's what happens when you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to go home and buy a cello. So.
Yes.
Yoo-hoo. Day's good.
A cello?
A black
influence.
Oh yeah, so basically everything I can explain now. This is all about the fight, and mimics come in randomly depending on the player's previous actions. Which is why I hit 11.
That was one of those.
Either choose to listen or speak, and if you spoke, which is what you did.
Yeah.
Or you clapped.
And you remember the building while we were flying. Imagination.
It was an illusion. These illusions, which you could call illusion manipulation, affects all 5 of your senses, which is why the torch seemed to bounce off, but it went through, but the illusion also created a torch bouncing back.
Yes.
Yeah. Magic.
We're also a lot of magic.
And because I'm mother of all evil, I already knew about it. Like, okay, I'll say this. The planning for this was so much more fun than the actual session.
Yeah.
But it's still fun, though.
Here's the math I did for the HP.
Damn.
Yeah. Who's getting cold?
My dad. Your
father. Okay, I should have called earlier.
Okay, but no, we gotta end officially.
We gotta end officially.
Just wait until the phone call is done. Hey. We gotta end the session. Hey. Jingle bells,
you do for
up on
the
snow. Yeah, it's on, no. Okay, so everyone, thank you for listening to this, even though it's Christmas Eve. So yeah, this was our Christmas special part 2. A little bit like dark. We need a little dark in Christmas.
And right. Sad.
So yeah, thank you for listening.
I recommend everyone watch the new Krampus movie that's actually supposed to come out sometime this December now.
Yes. And we will be back early January. So see you guys then. You'll know. You'll find out on Twitter.
Twitter?
Probably.
When?
Run early January. Like.
Oh my god.
Probably the first or second week of January.
My birthday is in the first week of January.
Then probably the second one. Okay. See you guys then. Bye-bye.
Bye.